SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat sa ating programa sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition ngayong araw ng Linggo. Napakabilis ng araw. Kasama natin ang ating volunteer co-host. Napakaganda ng kanyang pangalan, Christina Danay.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Yes, at bisita natin ngayon sa ating studio ang Miss World Philippines first runner-up, Glyza Perez. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Glyza.
Magandang umaga sa inyong lahat.
Yes, yan, nagtatagalog si Glyza, pero konti lang daw. At live din tayo sa Facebook, kakaway sa inyo si Glyza.
Hi! Hello, everyone!
Ang tinanghal na first runner-up, Miss World Philippines 2017 na si Glyza Perez.
Yes.
Glyza, let's start.
Yes.
Off-air, we were talking about how you started with pageants.
Mm-mm.
And you said you started when you were 15 or 16.
16. I was approached when I was 15 to do Miss Philippines Australia. And during that time, I was 15 years old. And I'm like, oh, I was approached in my year 10 formal.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh, you look like a Miss Philippines Australia. And I was like, oh, who are you to say that? Like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But it was always in my mind. And like, it took me 4 years to actually compete for Miss Philippines Australia when I knew that I was ready.
Mm.
Like, I knew in my heart, okay, yes, I think 2014 is my year. I'm going to do it. So,
but when you started with pageants at age of 16, you actually won a crown, isn't it?
Yeah, so prior to Miss Philippines Australia, I won 3 crowns. So I won Miss Teen Woodcroft 2011, and then Miss Wild Blacktown and Miss Wild Blacktown Charity Queen in 2012.
Wow.
Yeah.
And forward to Miss Philippines Australia 2014, you actually won the crown and you went back to the Philippines. Was that your first time?
My first time to the Philippines was back in 2009. That was my first time ever, and I was just amazed. Like, the people, actually, I remember the first time I stepped out of the plane, I couldn't breathe. Because I wasn't used to the
hot weather.
The hot weather. I was like,
the humidity.
I was like, yeah, it was so humid. I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't realize how humid it was. But I think I adjusted, obviously. But 2009 was my first time to be in the Philippines. And I really gained a different perspective on the Philippines, the hardship of the people, especially the ones that are on the street. Mm. I remember we were in our car and then someone was knocking on our window. Mm. I was so scared because I wasn't used to it, yes. Mm. And also at the same time, I felt sorry, like very kawawa. Like I felt really sorry for them. Like I wish I could do something for them. But then someone would tell me, oh, you have to be careful because, you know, sometimes they don't really use the money wisely. They spend it on other things. So the best thing to do is give them food.
Yes.
Because at least you know that they would eat it and they will do something with it instead of giving money and then they will spend.
That's in 2009.
Else.
And then
yes,
going back in 2012 or 2013.
2012, I went back for my brother's wedding in Bohol. And then 2015.
2013. Oh, yes. 2013, I should say. Because after winning the crown, you went there to give the donations for charity.
Yeah, so that was in 2014 when I won for Miss Philippines Australia. And then 2015 was when I went with Miss Charity Queen Australia to the Philippines. So
which charity did you go to?
It was, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, I apologize.
Is it Angel?
Yes, Angels of Hope.
Yes, Angel
of Hope. So every year, you know, we raise money and we give the donation to the Angels of Hope.
Mm.
And it's really great, to be honest, to be able to give back and the money that we raise, not just together with the other girls as well. So the contribution of the other girls was not wasted.
Yeah.
It was also put into a good cause. So
that's 2014 and 2015. Mm-hmm. And last year,
yes,
you went back for a bigger one.
Yeah, so I actually moved after I graduated, I moved to the Philippines. Yes, together with my brother. Because my parents won't allow me to be on my own, you know, only girl in the family. But it's nice to have my brother with me. Like, my parents, my brothers, they're very supportive. My whole family, they're very supportive on my dreams, my passion. So it's just amazing.
So you moved back in 2016?
Yeah, so I moved to the Philippines in 2016, around April. I moved to Bohol. So for about a year, I was working in, I was living in Bohol, and I did Miss Bohol 2016.
And you won.
Yes, I won. Thank you, Lord.
Can you tell us how you prepare for the pageant?
Well, I have to thank my brothers for that. Because even during Miss Philippines Australia, my brothers were the one who were training me. Oh. So my brother Gabe, he's a pageant trainer. So he trains me with my walk. He's my stylist. He tells me, oh, you should wear this, you shouldn't wear that. So, and my older brother, he helps me with Q&A, with preparing my mind mentally. Because with pageants, it's not just about beauty, but it's also about how you project yourself to people, how you communicate with people. So my brothers really played a big part of my pageant journey.
It's quite funny because you, like me, I wouldn't think that my brother will help me with pageants, though I don't join pageants. But it's very amazing for you because you got three brothers and they help you with
pageants. Yeah, so two of my older brother, because I have a younger brother, Kase, he's very moral support, you know, he encourages me. But my older brothers, two brothers, they have different roles in preparing me for my pageant. Mm. So Kui Jez, he helped me with Q&A, with my mindset, how to be mentally ready. And my brother, Gabe, is my walking, how to walk. So
it's quite funny, since like, they will walk
15,
with you,
they really helped me to be the person that I am.
It's good you've got your own coaches within the family.
Yeah, they're amazing. Honestly, I don't know what I'll do without them. So I'm very fortunate, I'm very blessed, and I'm so grateful to have a very supportive family. And I think that's important, to have a support system, a really strong support system. If it wasn't for the support, I don't think I would have moved to the Philippines. So
2016, you won Miss Bohol, as you said, and two more crowns on the same year.
Yes. It was a blessing. I did not expect. I was only aiming for one crown. But the Lord blessed me with two extra crowns because I was awarded Miss JCI Chocolate Hills, and I represented Chocolate Hills in the Visayas, JCI Visayas pageant. And then thankfully I won. And then I represented the Visayas region for JCI Philippines for the national pageant.
Can we talk about that a little bit of JCI?
So JCI Philippines is a non-profit organization. There's also JCI here in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm not too familiar. I'm only familiar with the JCI Philippines.
Yes.
But I think that the main objective of JCI in general is all the same. It's all about helping one another, helping the community. And I'm just so happy to be part of that organization because they really want to make a difference in their local community and, you know, raising funds and giving back. Like, we did back to school slippers and back to school supplies, and we do a lot of projects to help the community. And it's really all about teamwork because you cannot do it alone.
Yeah,
there are a group of people who are really working hard to make it happen. So I think it's
there
great.
The people behind it.
Yes. See, there's always behind the scenes, the support system. That's the reason why I say support is so important.
Like, we know that pageants or beauty pageants have changed over the course of the years. Mm. And we'll be talking about pageants and charities and the communities around or involved in pageants. But that's after our promos. And also, we'll talk about your journey to Miss World Philippines.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
We'll be back. Matapos ang ilang paalala. At tayo nagbabalik sa SBS Filipino Weekend Edition. Kasama pa rin nyo, Annalyn Violata at...
and Christina Dene.
Yay! Going back to Glysa, Miss World Philippines 2017. paano ka sumali? Like, how were you chosen to join it?
With pageants, like national pageants, you have to go through screening. So it's like a pre-pageant. Mm. So it's the same process as the same actual pageant night. But my preparation, I actually joined a camp called Aces and Queens.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're familiar. So
is that with...
So they trained like Pia Wurzbach, yeah. Megan Young. So I'm under their camp and I have a lot of mentors, you know, who prepared me for Miss World Philippines. I had my brother's support as well. You know, they're always there to help me with Q&A and my mindset, my walking. And Aces and Queen really enhance as well my training. Because they've been in the industry for a long time, so they understand as well. And so with the selection for the Miss World Philippines candidates, we had to do pre-pageant. So we had to do Q&A, but it's more of like a casual Q&A, you know. Tell me about yourself, like what do you do, ganyan.
Kumbaya hindi pa yung actual na mahirap na tanong.
Hindi, it's on the actual pageant night that everything, it's serious, like game time. Yeah.
Is there also a talent portion?
Yes,
that?
There's what a talent portion. I actually dance.
Okay.
Yeah, I dance. I wouldn't say I'm the greatest dancer. I would say I can also sing, but like, you know, church lang. But I think I'm a jack of all trades.
What style of dance did you do?
Contemporary.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good to know. And on the finals night, what did you feel? Because I know being one of the finalists is a great achievement already, but being crowned as first runner-up is way, way too much for me.
To be honest, the whole night, I was actually calm. I wasn't nervous at all. And I think it was also the help of my older brother, Kui Jez, because as I said, he's a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
And he really helped me prepare myself in terms of being mentally ready. And everything's in the mind. If you say, I am nervous, you're going to be nervous.
Yes.
So I kept saying to myself, no, I can do this. I'm ready and I'm going to have fun. And that's what kept my nerves down.
Mm.
That's how I remained calm. And I also said to myself, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my supporters who came all the way from Bohol,
yeah,
from Abu Dhabi, Sydney, just to be here tonight to support me. So I really kept that in my mind to have a grateful heart so that during the whole night, I just kept saying that I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my supporters. I'm ready. I'm not nervous. I'm going to do this. And I wasn't nervous at all.
Yeah.
I really remained calm. So it's really about triggering your mind to say that, yes, I can do this. I'm ready. And everything will be fine.
Mm. Aside from winning first runner-up, what's the other thing that is the most memorable in joining Miss World Philippines?
I think the friendship that I've made along the way. I think what's great about pageants is that you get to bond with the girls because we do a lot of pre-pageant activities. So that's the time that you get to bond with the girls. And I really bonded with the second princess, Zara Carbonell. I love her. She's a great person. And not just her, but also the other girls as well. Like, we really created a bond. And I think that's amazing to be able to join a pageant and create friendship along the way.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a day in the life of Liza Perez?
Yeah. Like, day in the life of Liza Perez. Well, I always wake up in the morning with a grateful heart. I like to say three things that I'm grateful for, like my family, that I'm breathing, that I have a roof over my head, because that really sets my day right. I think it's important to say things that you're grateful for,
yeah,
so that you can, you know, be happy throughout the day and to really count your blessings. Usually, I also drink water to wake up my body.
Yeah.
And
Is that a beauty tip or something?
That's a beauty tip, yeah. And I think it's a general thing for people. It's important to stay hydrated, especially in the morning, because you're sleeping for, what, 7 hours? You're not drinking anything. You're not eating anything. So you need to hydrate your body. It's like an alarm clock when you drink cold water or warm water. You're like, I'm awake. Yeah, it really works.
It's like a fuel.
Yeah, I think I should start doing that. Yeah.
So usually I wake up, say three things that I'm grateful for. I drink a glass of water, prepare my breakfast, and, you know, just start my daily routine, go to the gym or work out. So that's my day to day. That's how my morning starts.
Earlier we said that beauty pageants have changed over the years, and it's not just beauty anymore. It's more of what you can do for the community.
Yes.
Yes. Which is very good.
Yeah, that's the reason why I joined pageants. I think it was during Miss Philippines Australia, that's when it really opened my eyes. I saw an opportunity where I can do more and be more as a person in terms of serving my community, because I have always been a community mindset person. I think it came from my parents, because my parents were involved in the community. Mm-hmm. So I think it's true when they say it's important to be a role model to your kids, because growing up, you see your parents. So because my parents were involved in the community, that sort of rubbed off on me. And I saw an opportunity through joining pageants to serve and be of a good servant to other people. And pageantry, you can do that. And it's amazing, because not everyone sees that. Not everyone sees that pageant can be a platform for someone to reach out to people. It's not just about being beautiful and, you know, being on stage, but it gives us a great platform to reach out to people. But I think it's also important on how you use that platform. It's how you use your influence, how you use your attention to people. Because yes, everyone gives the opportunity, but what's next? What's after? What are you going to do about it? How are you going to make a positive contribution to the community?
Yeah. Can you give us an example of some of the outcomes of the charities you've worked for?
Yeah, so I think, as I said before, we're talking like off the radio, everything's about collaboration, everything's about teamwork. And it really started with that, because you can't do anything alone. You really need a team to be helping. You need a support system. So especially in Bohol, I work closely with the local people there, and it's all because of the people that are helping together. We do donations of slippers, of bag of school supplies to the children, and
that's fantastic.
It is fantastic, but it is challenging when you can't do it alone. That's the reason why it's so important to have a strong support system.
And it's a huge problem there. Like here you see a few homeless people in the streets, but you times that by 1,000 or more, in just a small part.
And
I
think everything's all about awareness, getting people involved, because I think people are also not scared, but they're sort of like, well, I don't know if I should help. Will it really be of good use of what my money?
It's such a huge challenge.
Oh yeah,
isn't it? So I mean, people get intimidated by that, but at least you're doing,
especially with money. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's hard to put money into something when you don't know what they'll do with it. So I think it's important to assure people, you know, your money will be of good use. Just educating people of what you can do with what they invest, what they donate, and just showing. I think everything is all about awareness, educating people. And education is very powerful, educating the mind.
And so, you're going to start somewhere, so you're tackling it one step at a time.
Everything's one step at a time. It will take, it's a progress, it's a journey. And everything's not instant, it will take time. And I think that's why we need to be patient. So, and I think patient is very hard, because I know that everyone can be very like, oh, I want it now, I need to see results now. But if you want it to succeed, you need to be patient and you need to wait. But at the same time, you also need to work towards it, because you can't be patient and do nothing. You need to work towards it.
And what are your plans for the future? What are you working towards now?
In the future, there are certain things that I really want to accomplish, especially in the Philippines, especially with my advocacy. As I said, I'm all about community. So mine's about community development through family planning. So it's quite big. But it's something that it's close to my heart, and I'm working on it. And I think, as I said, everything takes time. Everything's about, it takes planning, especially if you want it to succeed. You need to plan ahead and you need to be patient and really work towards it.
And does this mean you'll be based in the Philippines mostly?
Yes, so I'll be based in the Philippines.
Okay, no plans to come back to Australia?
Oh, I love Australia. It's like choosing between your mom and your dad. Like, my mom is like Australia, my dad's the Philippines. Like, how can you choose? Like, exactly. You love both. So every time someone asks, which country do you love the most? I'm like, I love both. Like, I really cannot choose. Like, you can't.
I guess you choose where you're most needed at the time.
Yeah, I think right? so. And I think it, as you said, it depends on where, when you're needed.
Yeah, that's great.
And are we going to see Liza Perez in another beauty competition?
Ooh, who knows? You might. Maybe next year.
Yeah. So Abang and Amin.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much, Liza, for having me.
I had so much fun.
Good luck on your next.
Pleasure meeting you as well. SBS.com.au/Filipino.